Before We the People, there was a much less catchy intro to All to Whom These Presents Shall Come. Those are the opening words to the Articles of Confederation, the first Constitution of the United States of America, replaced by our current Constitution 7 years later. This weekend at the National Archives here in Washington, D.C., the original articles are on full display for the very first time. The reason the whole thing hasn't been brought out before? Well, it's a 13-foot-long scroll. The document is part of a new exhibit appropriately titled Big. Earlier this week, I went down to the archives to see it for myself. The first thing that struck me about the exhibit hall was the sound, the powerful hiss of the climate control system that carefully preserves the original records of the nation's history, kept in stacks in the floors above us. In the hall, the articles are modestly displayed in a long case against a wall. Here's curator Stacy Bredhoff.
It was a British tradition to keep important documents rolled up. In fact, the unit that held important documents for the government within the State Department was called the Bureau of Rolls. And somebody said that it really should be called the Bureau of Roll because there was only one document that was kept that way, and it was this one.
The articles couldn't stand very long as a governing document, but they did have some important firsts, like this, Article 1.
It says the style of this Confederacy shall be the United States of America.
And style in that day meant?
The name of the country will be the United States of America.
It's really sort of like listening to them planning for what is to come later.
Well, there certainly is a power in just being in the physical presence of these documents that come from such critical moments in history.
That's not the only big thing at the exhibit. There's a huge hand-drawn map of the Gettysburg battlefield, and there's a life-sized recreation of a special bathtub built for Howard Taft, our very largest president. The exhibit runs until January 2010, and there's a beautiful slideshow at our website, npr.org.